listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a promise that God makes to all who are afar off. Let's take a look at this. Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39, where we read this. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Preaching Jesus to a massive crowd of people, Peter told them all that they needed to do. They needed to repent and be baptized. And after telling them to repent and be baptized, Peter then told them what they could expect. He said, "You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In other words, the same wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was seen among the 120 disciples of Jesus could also be theirs. They saw the glorious work of the Holy Spirit among the disciples, and Peter told them that it was something that these people could take part in. They didn't only have to be observers. They could be enjoyers of this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This was part of the new covenant promised in passages like Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, where God says, "I will put my Spirit within you." You see, this was truly, as Peter says, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, that's a remarkable promise, but was it only for those who heard Peter preach on that day? You see, not every promise in the Bible is for us. We have to be careful that we don't become arrogant or presumptuous, thinking that promises are for us in the Bible when they're really not. The good news is that Peter, speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, specifically told us that this promise is for us today. This is what he said. "The promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off." When Peter made that promise, you were afar off. You were far off in geography. You were far off in culture. And you were far off in time. And since the promise is for all who are afar off, it can include people up to the present time. You see, it can be true for you. If you will come to God through Jesus Christ, coming in repentance and faith, and by the way, true faith that will be expressed in actions such as baptism, then you will become part of God's new covenant. Now, Peter did not say that the unbelieving, unaware children of his listeners should be baptized. He simply said that the promise of the remission of sins and the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit were for all who would repent and believe with active faith, even to coming generations and to all who are afar off. How many are there afar off who will receive this promise of salvation in the Holy Spirit? Notice Peter says here, "as many as the Lord God will call." You see, this doesn't give us a specific number, but in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, John saw an uncountable multitude around God's throne. Anyone who will answer God's call can receive this promise and no longer be afar off, but be brought near to God and his promises. So today, thank God that though you once were afar off, you've now been brought near because of who Jesus is and what he did for you, especially what he did for you at the cross and the empty tomb.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.